Good morning, everyone, and good morning to those who are watching online. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. And as is popularly said now, I thank God that I'm above ground. Amen. Because I'm above ground, I can praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I want to share with you from the topic, Living Victoriously Over the Sinful Nature by the Spirit's Power. Let me go over that again. Living victoriously over the sinful nature by the Spirit's power. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that your words are spirit and that they are life. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you will illuminate your words to our hearts even now. Give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I bind every hindrance to listening to your word this morning. I bind every such hindrance in the name of Jesus, and I command them to loose our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. Manifest your glory. Manifest your power, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, living victoriously over the sinful nature by the Spirit's power. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, generally speaking, when we think of the Spirit's power, we think about signs and wonders. We think about healing, deliverance, casting out devils, prophesying, etc. We pray for God to work supernaturally through us. In thinking like this, we sometimes fail to realize that we need God's supernatural power to live victoriously in every area of our lives. And I want you to note that. We need God's supernatural power to live victoriously in every area of our lives. And I don't know about you, but I did not always see it like that. There are times we fail to realize that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that is needed for us to overcome temptation, to steal, to kill, or to engage in sexual immorality. Today, we take a look at God's word in order to see how it instructs us to live victoriously by the Spirit's power. Hallelujah. I am so excited about this word. Amen. I'm so excited to know that God is interested in every area of our lives, and he wants us to have victory in every one of them. Praise God. Adam and Eve were filled Praise God. Amen. Adam and Eve were filled with the Holy Spirit when God breathed his spirit into them. Not only did they receive the ability to breathe in oxygen and nitrogen, etc., but they were also empowered by the Holy Spirit to live and do as God created them to do. However, this empowerment they received could only be maintained through obedience. Through obedience. Instead of focusing on God's word, they focused on the sinful nature the serpent stirred up in their hearts. Instead of feeding on the tree of life, they fed on the tree of good and evil. they chose a life in which they desired to experience both good and evil. They tried to have a life of good mixed with evil, as some church persons are doing. As a result of their disobedience, they were driven out of Eden. Their relationship with God was broken, and they no longer lived in the presence of God. The sinful nature became alive in them, and sadly, this nature has been transmitted to all humanity, to every one of us, whether old or young. Hallelujah. To all of us, from generation to generation. Hallelujah. And today, we're going to look at this sinful nature. As we journey through life, we are faced with choices on a moment-by-moment basis. Amen? If we go to a traffic light and we see red light, we have to make a choice. We're going to obey the red light, or we're not going to obey the red light. Life is full of choices. I wish to look at the following five statements and questions as we explore today's topic: living victoriously over the sinful nature by the Spirit's power. So, first statement is, we can choose not to sin because Jesus broke the power of sin over our lives. The second statement we look at is that the thoughts we choose to occupy our minds determine who controls us. The third statement is, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every area of our lives. And then there are two questions that I will seek to answer. How does prayer help us to overcome the desires of the sinful nature? And the second question is, how does reading the Word of God, which is the Bible, help us to overcome temptation and the desires of the sinful nature? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the first statement is, we can choose, I want you to hear this, we can choose not to sin because Jesus broke the power of sin from over our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 6 verses 10 to 14 tells us, when he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Praise God. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. Hallelujah. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Praise God. From this passage, I wish to highlight the following observations. Praise God. 1. Jesus Christ died once to break the power of sin. And we need to understand that and embrace it. Believe it and embrace it for our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. He had no sin, so we need to understand that when he broke the power of sin, it was not from over his life, but over our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Because Jesus broke the power of sin from our lives, we should consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ. The third thing I want to observe is that the scripture says, do not let sin control your life. Praise God. I'm so happy for that. I'm so happy for that. I remember the days when sin was my master. I could not help but sin. But I thank God that because Jesus broke the power of sin, that sin is no longer the master of my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do not give in to sinful desires. The assumption here is that because Jesus Christ broke the power of sin, we can choose whether or not sin control our lives. And I'm talking about those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We can choose whether or not we will satisfy our sinful desires to commit sexual immorality or any other sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember when I gave my life to Jesus, just before I gave my life to Jesus, I had tremendous doubt. You know, I was a sinner. I was living a sinful life. Sin was master over my life. And I was worried that I would not be able to keep up with Jesus. I was worried that I would not be able to say no to sin in my life. And God said, trust me. He said, trust me. Simply, trust me. And praise God, I can testify today that God is a faithful God and that He has kept me, hallelujah, by the power of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, fourth point is, we can choose not to let any part of our bodies become an instrument of evil to sin. Instead, we are exhorted to give ourselves completely to God. Now, that's part of the secret. That's part of the secret of living a successful life in Christ. We have to give ourselves completely over to God. Not part in the river and part on the bank. Completely to God. All of the above can only be achieved if we give ourselves completely to God. The fifth point I want to make is that sin is no longer your master when you're a Christian who is fully given over to Jesus. We are therefore free to live as God would have us to live. Wow! What a freedom we have in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The second statement we're going to look at is, the thoughts we choose to occupy our minds determine who controls us. Praise God. Can I say that again? Thank you. The thoughts we choose to occupy our minds determines who controls us. In Philippians 4:8, Paul exhorted the Philippians to take control of their thoughts. And I want to exhort you today. I want to encourage you today to take control of your thoughts with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true. Hallelujah. I remember last night I was watching a particular television channel and I didn't like it. So you know what I did? I changed the channel. Praise God. Amen. I changed the channel and I fixed my thoughts on the new channel. And God is saying that we must fix our thoughts on Jesus. We must fix our thoughts on the things that please Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to change channels. Amen. When the devil brings negativity into our minds, when the devil shows us hopelessness, when we feel like giving up, when we feel as if there is no more hope, we need to change channels. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Romans 8, verses 5 to 14, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Roman church, said, Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Praise God. I remember as a teenager with my hormones going 100 miles per hour. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Amen. I used to just lie down in bed and think sinful thoughts night and day. Sinful thoughts. But praise God, I'm no longer in bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. At that time in my life, I was dominated by the sinful nature. Hallelujah. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. All kind of death. Physical death, spiritual death, money death, job death, family death, all kind of death. Praise God. Hallelujah. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Praise God. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. Praise God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. Amen. A number of things stand out in this passage. One, in verse 5, Paul tells us that those who are dominated by the sinful nature think sinful things. Amen. So if you are here today, or if you are listening online, and you are always thinking sinful things, it means that your mind is dominated by the sinful nature, and you need to repent. You need God to come into your lives and change your lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Note, the sinful nature dominates while the Spirit controls. Dominate means that you don't have any choice. You know, when the sinful nature dominates your mind, you are trying to push away. You're trying to push away those thoughts, and they are just coming, and they are dominating. They are not leaving. They are not leaving. They are dominating your mind. But the Holy Spirit, He controls. I know when He controls, when you invite Him to come in. Not like the sinful nature. The sinful nature needs no invitation. But the Holy Spirit needs an invitation to come into your life. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. We are inclined to make decisions which are in line with our thinking. Carnal decisions versus spirit-led decisions which please God. Hallelujah. Verse 6 explains that the sinful nature can only control us when we allow him to. Who have you allowed to control your mind? Who is in control of your mind? What is in control of your mind? Praise God. I want to encourage you to choose Jesus. Romans 8, 9 to 14 tells us, but we are not controlled by your sinful nature. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, praise God, we're going to take things up another notch. Amen. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Question, is the Spirit of God living in you? And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Praise God. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. What a lovely place to be in Christ. Hallelujah. You have no obligation. When you are in Christ, you have no obligation whatsoever to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Hallelujah. For if you live by its dictates, the sinful nature is dictatorial, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. I wish to note the following from this passage. 1. Persons who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Christ. Hallelujah. That there are persons who don't believe in the person of the Holy Spirit. They believe that the Holy Spirit is a force. And some believe that He doesn't exist. But, praise God. Put another way, if we do not acknowledge the person of the Holy Spirit and that He lives in us, we do not belong to Christ. Hallelujah. The second point I want to make is that in verse 11 tells us that the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Isn't that awesome? Wow. What an awesome privilege. It further tells us that the same person, that is the Holy Spirit, will give us supernatural power to overcome sexual immorality, smoking, habitual lying, drug addiction, and every other desire of the sinful nature. Amen? Praise God. And I want you to take note of that. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us. The same resurrection power is needed to overcome sexual immorality, smoking, lying, drug addiction, and whatever other manifestation of the sinful nature is occurring in our lives. The third point I want to look at is that when we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, we enter into a partnership with Him. I want to take note of that. We enter into a partnership with Him. And together, we mortify or kill the desires of the sinful nature. Listen to this. Willpower. Anybody here have willpower? Praise God. Willpower cannot enable us to overcome sinful desires. I have tried willpower, and I can tell you it don't work. Praise God. Maybe you have failed to overcome temptations because you have attempted to do so using willpower instead of asking the Holy Spirit to help you. The fourth point I want us to look at is that every time we are led by the Spirit, or put another way, every time we choose to follow the desires or the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we mortify the deeds of the flesh. In doing this, we are activating the supernatural power of God. It takes God's miraculous power to overcome sexual immorality, lustful pleasures, quarreling, lying, etc. Amen. I remember, you know, the church had a football team, and I was the manager. And we were at a match, very important match. If we won this match, we would go to the finals and we would get promoted into a higher division. And you know, I had to leave the field, and I said to the coach, "Do not play such and such a player," who was a good player. "Do not play him because he is not registered to play. Do not blame. When I left the field and I went into the stands and I came back, I saw the player on the field playing. And we won the match. And so we were now positioned to be promoted to the next division and to play in the finals. And you know something? I never said anything. I felt good. So I went to bed. I went home. I didn't say anything to my wife. I went home and I lay down and I slept very peacefully. And the next morning when I woke up, my wife said to me, Ian, I had a dream. And in that dream, you were agreeing to something that you should not be agreeing to. I said, what? This is it. It has to do with the football match. Amen? No, that was a prompting of the Holy Spirit coming from her. And it was a very strong prompt. So you know what I did? I called the captain. I called the coach. And I said, listen. The Spirit of God has spoken to me through a dream that my wife had. And I am going to call the organizers and tell them that we have illegally played a player. And this will result in us being disqualified from the competition. And I said, no, Pastor, no, man, no, we can't come so far. I said, I'm sorry. I have to obey the Spirit of the Lord. I have to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And praise God, I called them. They called me to a meeting, and praise God, they expelled us from the competition. And some people were very vexed with me, but God was very pleased, and that's what's important. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, that is when we get power from God. Hallelujah. The fifth point I want us to look at is that we can therefore conclude that we have no obligation to satisfy the desires of the sinful nature. No obligation whatsoever. Don't care. I don't care what the world has to say. I don't care whether it pleases the world or the world is in agreement. We have no obligation to satisfy the desires of the sinful nature. Praise God. The next statement I want us to look at is, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every area of our lives. And I want to challenge you this morning. I want to challenge you. Do you know that some people, they commit certain areas of their lives to God, and other areas they say, no, God can't handle that. I will handle it. But God wants us to commit every area of our lives to Him. In Galatians 5:25, Paul wrote the following instructions to the Galatians. He said, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Praise God. That's Bible. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Let us follow the Spirit leading, the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. If you have not been doing so, I want to encourage you, after this service, begin a new chapter in your life with God. Begin a new chapter in which you begin to commit every area of your life to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This includes in our marriages. In our marriages. You know, I was so blessed to discover about 2 years ago. Can you imagine that? Married for 44 years. And 2 years ago, I got a revelation that God wants marriages to be Spirit-filled. Spirit-filled marriages are the best marriages. Because when you are filled with the Spirit, you are filled with God. You are filled with His love. You are filled with His patience. You are filled with His kindness. You are filled with self-control. when you are filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He wants us to acknowledge Him in our human relationships, in our decision making, in our business activities. When our sinful nature gives us desires that are contrary to the character of God, He wants us to commit them to Him. Whether they are sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, whatever era of our life, God wants us to commit these areas to Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we come to the two questions. First question is, how does prayer help us to overcome the sinful nature? I want you to listen to this. God don't want one person to leave this meeting and to struggle any longer with the sinful nature. Because God has made a way when there seemed to have been no way. Amen? Praise God. So how does prayer help us to overcome the sinful nature? Jesus told His disciples to pray so that they would not yield to temptation. Matthew 26:41. Prayer helps us to overcome temptation. Amen. If you are being afflicted by temptation, if you are being overpowered by temptation, one of the important things to do is to pray. Pray. And when you pray, that will help you to overcome temptation and the desires of the sinful nature. Prayer, you know what prayer does? Prayer strengthens our inner man or our spirits and make us better able to overcome temptation. Praise God. Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants us to fast and pray. Don't forget fasting. You are being tempted. Your sinful nature is very active. It is time to fast and to pray to bring the sinful nature under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer builds up our faith in God. Jude 20. Prayer builds up our faith in God. Jude 20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So prayer builds up our faith in God. And thirdly, prayer edifies or builds us up. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Amen? Praise God. And the final question is, how does reading the Word of God, the Bible, help us to overcome temptation and the desires of the sinful nature? Praise God. Let me say that again. How does reading the Bible, which is the Word of God, help us to overcome temptation and the desires of the sinful nature? You see why devotions are very important? It's very important that we set aside time each day to pray and to read our Bibles. And whoever does that will have a successful life in Christ. In John 6:63, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Amen. They are spiritual. They are supernatural. They are life transforming. They are life changing. God's word. As we read God's word, it transforms our lives. It renews our minds. It cleans out the muck in our minds and in our hearts. When we read the Word of God, listen to this. When we read the Word of God, the Spirit of God reads with us. Can you imagine? Praise God. Has someone ever come up beside you and you are reading something and they read it along with you? Sometimes it can be annoying, but praise God. But with God, it's not annoying. Amen. I want you to understand that every time you read the Word of God and you invite God to give you understanding, that God reads with you, and as He reads with you, He illuminates your heart and opens your understanding and causes you to understand His Word. And His Word changes you little by little and day by day. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in this process, our spirit man is edified and our faith is strengthened. It helps us to know God better. Some people say, I want to know God better. But they don't understand that the more you read the Word of God, is the more you know God. Because the Word of God is God. It is about God. And that's the best way to know about God. Amen. Some people who are dating by writing. You know, every time a letter comes, they get to know more about each other. Every time a letter comes, they get to know more about each other. God's Word is a letter to us. And as we read God's Word, we get to know more about God. Hallelujah. And it strengthens our faith. Amen. It helps us to know God better and to have a better relationship with Him. It helps us to put greater trust in Him and His promises and to say no to the sinful desires. Amen. One of the worst experiences someone who goes to church can have is an experience in which you just go to church, you don't read your Bible, you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't think about God. You are just a churchy. That's all you are, a churchy. Amen. We must engage the Word of God. We must engage God in prayer and in the reading of His Word. Praise God. In closing, I want to summarize. One, we can choose not to sin because Jesus Christ broke the power of sin over our lives. We therefore have no obligation. Can everybody say, no obligation? Say it a little louder. No obligation to the sinful nature. Oh, so quiet, you don't want the sinful nature here. To the sinful nature. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second thing is, the thoughts we choose to occupy our minds determine who controls us. We should take control of our thoughts with the help of the Holy Spirit. And especially in these times of coronavirus. The spirit of fear is controlling many thoughts. The spirit of fear is having people being very fearful about the future. Very hopeless about the future. But we need to rebuke the spirit of fear. Don't give him any. Don't allow the spirit of fear to occupy your minds. Let the power and the love of God occupy your minds. Let the faithfulness of God occupy your minds. Hallelujah. The third thing I want us to look at, we looked at, was that let us follow the Spirit's leading in every area of our lives. Do not be like some people who exclude God from certain areas of their lives. Hallelujah. For prayer helps us to overcome temptation. Prayer and fasting, reading the Word of God. Reading the Word of God strengthens our faith and our relationship with God. Amen? Praise God. Reading the Word enables us to be more successful in overcoming temptation and saying no to the sinful nature. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord a clap offering of praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Before I sit, I want to, first of all, ask, is there anyone here? You're not a Christian, but you're tired of your life being ruled by the sinful nature. You're tired of your mind being occupied by negative things, and you desire to let Christ occupy your heart, your life. You desire to change your life through Jesus Christ. If there is anyone here like that, I'm not going to ask you to come up, but I'm just going to ask you to just raise your hand, and I will pray for you. There is anyone here, I'd like to pray for you. Just raise your hands. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Amen. All right. Now, as I was praying, I heard a voice saying, I used to do a little thing down the road. I used to do a little thing down the road. The Holy Spirit is saying, do not go back to doing things you stopped doing. Do not go back to doing things you stopped doing. Whoever that is for. Do you have anyone here with a groin pain? Whether in here or online. If you have a groin pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just commit this person with a groin pain to you, Lord. And I speak your word of healing. I speak your word of healing to their groin now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to, whether here or online, that there's someone that needs healing from an incestuous relationship. An incestuous relationship. You have been the victim of an incestuous relationship. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing now to that individual. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you will heal every wound, oh God. Heal their broken heart, oh God. Set them free from every baggage, Lord, that has resulted from this violation of their bodies, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And finally, I saw a vision of naked female bodies entangled in a sexual orgy. God is saying, repent and be converted. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you will experience times of refreshing from God. Hallelujah. This vision is to show you that although you have done this in secrecy, that there is no secret with God. That God knows you and God knows what you are doing. And God loves you and God is calling you to himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless your Father. We praise your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Last week, I got a word of knowledge for gluey eyes, sticky eyes. And I just want to repeat it again. Whether you are in here or you're online, if you have some infection and your eyes are sticky, I pray for your healing now. I pray for your healing. For healing of your eyes now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Could you just stand, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can live victoriously over the sinful nature by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the life transforming spirit that comes with your word. Lord, may you transform our lives, O God. Help us to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to put every area of your lives into our hands, O God. Help us to be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Lord, build a relationship. Help us to build a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen.